11:05 p.m. I don't think so. It is, in fact, 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm just hanging out, relaxing on this lovely Saturday. Oh, it's not all that lovely. I do, of course, have a very large cup of tea. And I am drinking it with relish. By which I mean, I am drinking it with great enthusiasm, not with any condiments. It's so good. I do love to drink tea. It's another cold Saturday. It rained all last night, but it stopped sometime early this morning. It's a little damp out there. It is windy, and it is cold. It's not even 40 degrees Fahrenheit, so we're not going outside. Being Saturday, of course, normally at this time, you would hear commentary about English Premier League football games. But it's a little bit later in the day. All the games were this morning. I watched a lot of football. And now I'm just waiting for my Supercross racing to come on. And I'm also wondering, is there F1 racing tonight? Is that tonight? Is that tomorrow night? Last night at about 2 a.m., I got to see the live F1 qualifying from Melbourne, Australia. And it was great, but I don't like the new cars. I kind of like the new cars. The new cars are pretty much the same as the old cars. They changed one thing that I liked. They cut down the eel fin. Some people call it a shark fin, but it's not shaped like a shark fin. It's shaped more like the fin that runs down the back of an eel, the dorsal fin of an eel. They cut that down a little bit, so I think it actually makes the car look better. But then they made the car look even dumber by adding this funky, weird halo thing around the cockpit. It makes no sense. I think it's there in case of a rollover. Is it supposed to be a roll bar? There's a better way to make a roll bar for those cars, and that is not it. So you may be asking yourself, Tobe, what are we going to do today? Well, today is mystery package number 2 day. Just minutes before I started this show, I went outside to check the mail, and sure enough, I have a package via USPS. And this appears to be a Amazon box. And it is from PAC Solutions, PAC Solutions, in North Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's shipped to me. Yeah. Got my name on it and everything. I'm pretty excited about it. So anyway, this is the second mystery package from my brother. If you missed Tuesday's show, I suggest you listen to it, because that's the first mystery package. To catch anybody up who missed all this, let me just say that my brother sent me a mysterious email saying that I will receive 2 packages, one on Thursday and one on today, Saturday. And I'm curious as to what this is. The previous package contained a battery charger and 2 sets of batteries, 4 AAAs and 4 AAs. So it can be presumed that this box contains something electronic that requires those batteries. This box is approximately 25 centimeters long by 20 centimeters deep and 3 centimeters thick. It is kind of a flat box. For Americans, it's about 10 inches by 6 inches by 1 inch, or 1 1/4 inches. It's kind of a flat, plain cardboard box. And it looks like it might have been cut from a... Is this an actual Amazon box or what? I don't know what's going on here, but I think it's time to open it. And I'm not sure how to go about doing that because this is really sort of janky. So we'll get out the old utility knife and open it up, exposing the blade. And we'll just sort of cut under this label here. And that's not helping. We'll close the knife and we'll use some brute force here. All right. The box appears to be open. Yes, it is unfolding gracefully. And I see something. I'm so happy. Oh my goodness. Oh boy. Oh boy. I'm excited. I know what the batteries are for now. And there's two little things in this box, plus three pieces of paper. These are receipts from Amazon. Here's a gift receipt. A gift for you. And then there's a funny message from my brother that can't be said over the air. And booyah. And that's the second piece of paper is a copy of the first piece of paper. And the third piece of paper is an invoice of what's in the box. There are two things in the box. And, I'm so happy. The first thing we have in the box is a Teenage Engineering Pocket Operator Pro Case for all models, plus neck strap. The CA-X features include Pro Soft buttons, battery protection, anti-slip feet, and neck strap included. Woohoo! Very nice little case here. And that sort of gave away what the second device is. If I got a case for a pocket operator, we must have gotten a pocket operator as well. And yes, we did. In my hot little hand, I am holding a Teenage Engineering PO35. The pocket operator speak. And it looks nutty. I've been wanting to mess with some of these things. These pocket operators by Teenage Engineering. And now I am in possession of one. And I'm extremely happy. I am just joyous. I'm trying to figure out how to open it without destroying the little cardboard box it comes in. But apparently... the box is made to be destroyed. Designed and engineered by Teenage Engineering AB, Katarina Bangara, 71, 11642, Stockholm, Sweden. Yeah. This product is ESD sensitive and is sold without casing. Good thing we got the case for it. For more information, visit www.teenageengineering. Wow. I don't want to destroy this little package, but to take it out, I'm going to have to. Wow. Okay, so here we go. We're going to rip this thing open. And here it is. Then we fold open the thing. Let the buttons go through the holes here. Aha! So nice. Oh, look at how cool this is. This is neat. I like it. I like it. I'm a big fan. This is the kind of stuff that I would have been designing when I was a kid had I gone into designing this kind of stuff. I don't even know what this one is. I'm not familiar with the speak. And it's got on the inside of the wrapper that this thing came in, it's got some instructions. and some folded up little pieces of paper. There's three little folded up pieces of paper, which I assume are the instructions. One is in Japanese. One is in a language that I don't immediately recognize, but it is some kind of Nordic language. I'm guessing this is Swedish, since the company is Swedish. It looks kind of like Swedish, but I have a hard time telling some of those apart. I can usually identify Finnish, but I don't know if I can differentiate between Swedish and, say, Norwegian or Danish. So, this third one, yes, is instructions in English. The manual. Little piece of paper. It's folded up. It's about 5 centimeters square. Or about 2 inches if you're American. And as I unfold it, it's like unfolding a wet nap. Okay, here we go. We've got a manual. Okay, so it's showing me where all the stuff is. And here's the buttons and what they do and effects and stuff. And do things. Why does it have a lock tab that I should break off? Break off the lock tab to freeze all patterns and sounds. To reverse, solder the two pads by the lock tab together. Huh. Okay, not sure why I would want to do that, but look at all this stuff. There's lots of instructions in here. And what does it do? I do not know what it does. There's no explanation of what this thing is. But apparently it records stuff. It has an alarm clock. And it looks like we can make beats. So is it a sampling drum machine? Maybe so. It has little ways to tweak the sounds. Ooh, look at this, making a song, pattern chaining. So it's got a sequencer of some type. Fun, fun, fun. And we can sync it up with multiple units. Connect a standard stereo audio cable between the units. The master unit will control the tempo of the slave unit. Blah, blah, blah. So this means I can buy more of these and chain them together, which I'm kind of inclined to do. All right, so since we got the thing out, maybe it's time to open the box for the case and put the magic machine in the case. So opening the box, taking out the case. Oh, and it's nice. It's pretty hefty. I can dig it. I can dig it. Okay, now, how do I open the bag? Oh, it looks like we're going to require a knife again. Wait, or is this a flap I can lift up? Here's a flap. And it's stuck. Here we go. He takes the case out of the bag. Better hide that plastic or my cat's going to chew on it. Oh, and this is a nice rubberized case. And a very standard neck strap. I have seen these before. What else do I have that had one of these neck straps? I don't remember. Oh, cool. So now we got to figure out how to put the thing in the case. I'm sure there's some instructions somewhere. Oh yeah, here on the back of the box it just says, you know, put it on there, dummy. It's like, okay. Oh, I like it. So, let's try to figure this out. How does this work? Can we just put it on the back here and fold these little things around? And where does this bit go? How does this part work? I do not understand. Am I doing it wrong? How do I manage to do this? This is about as difficult as getting a Raspberry Pi into a case, which is more difficult than you might imagine. So, okay, wait, let's look at the case. Is there a little recessed area for this to slide into, or what's the deal here? Okay, yeah, so how do I do it, I guess is my question. Well, I guess I should take the protective plastic off the display. There we go. And now, how do I do this? Do I need to break this thing off? This thing looks like it needs to be taken off to get it to fit on the case. Okay, yeah, all right, that looks like that works. Okay, so I win. Wow, I'm just so excited. I gotta drink some more tea. I'm super excited, and I don't even know what this thing is. And it might take a while before I can figure out what it does and what I'm supposed to do with it. But we might as well power it up and see what it does. So I'm opening up the box that contains the AAA batteries that are supposed to already be charged. And I'm going to need the knife again to open up the battery package. Slice, slice, slice. Get me some batteries. Give me some batteries, please. And they're shrink wrapped. And I got to do a battle with the shrink wrapping. And it's not gonna work. I'm losing. It's impossible to do one-handed. That took much more effort than should have been required. All right, so insert the batteries. Oh, this is kind of a sketchy battery holder, but you know, whatever. Oh, and it's one of those weird ones where the batteries both face the same direction. Okay, whatever. And pop that second battery right in there. All right. Oh, we've got batteries. And it's asking me something. I'm looking at the screen and it's flashing what it would appear to be a time. Is it asking me to set the time? It must be. Getting started. Power up. Insert two fresh AAA batteries and pay attention to the poles. Set the time by turning knob A for hours and knob B for minutes. Press any key to confirm and exit. So, I guess I'm... Well, I waited too long because now it's... The knob has turned into some other information instead. Okay, so we got to start over by... Reset the clock by removing the batteries and start over. Okay, I will do that. And it keeps showing me pictures. There's little drawings of dudes on the screen. But there, we're going to pop out one battery. Display has gone dead. Pop the battery back in. It's asking me to set the clock again, so we'll just go like this. And like this, local time is currently 3:37, apparently. Or thereabouts. Okay. So we've got a clock. That's great. And now this little picture of this dude is saying mommy. I have no understanding of what's happening. Recording. Hold record plus any key from 1 to 15. The microphone will record until the keys are released, and the recording will be stored in the position selected, 1 through 15. Each recording can be 8 seconds long. If a cable is inserted into the line jack, this thing will record via the line in. Okay. That's interesting. So, where's the record button? This is apparently the record button, the one with the asterisk on it. And any other thingy. Okay. So, Let's record into recording space number one. Boop. That may or may not have recorded. I do not know. Playing. Select the sound by holding the sound key and pressing any key from 1 to 16. Okay, which is the sound key? Okay, it's this one. It's got a waveform on it. Oh, yeah. And it just booped on me. Let's play that back again so you can hear it. How do I do it? Like this. Doesn't have much in the way of volume. You can barely hear it. Okay. So how do we make it louder? Is there a volume button? Of course not. Is there a volume knob? No, of course not. Is there something else I need to probably deal with? Probably. And how do I turn this off? Now this little guy is telling me nobody puts baby in a corner. Yeah, great. So I've got this thing quoting Dirty Dancing at me. All right, here we go. Here's something about volume. M. Hold to set master volume. Okay, but it doesn't say... It's not a button. Am I supposed to just press both the buttons at once? No, it's supposed to be this button. The metronome button also adjusts the volume? Hold to set master volume. Okay. How do I set it? Now that's showing me 140. That is a BPM. I'm still holding it. I'm not getting anything. I have no idea what's happening. It's going to take some time to figure out how to use this peculiar device. All kinds of things keep happening on the screen. I'm not touching it, and it's just kicking out all these little characters. And is it trying to tell me a story? I have no idea what's happening. At least I can make it go boop. That's fun. All right, maybe we should go back to the instructions here. Playing, blah, 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 blah. Okay, hold BPM and press any key 1 through 16 to adjust master volume. Is 16 the loudest? We're going to find out. Push this button, then this button. Okay, I did that. Is it any louder? A little bit. That's supposed to be me saying boop. I don't think this is working the way it's supposed to be working. It's cute, though. What if I do this? It'll make it softer? Yeah, I can't even hear that. So let's get this turned back up to 16. Okay, so we got it to make one noise. And how do we do that again? Like this? Boi! Okay, so it looks to me like I'm going to be spending a lot of time sampling stuff. So I'm going to have to sample a whole bunch of stuff and then make some beats. Okay. Geez, I hope I can get my cat to meow on cue. All right, I guess the next thing to do, Well, obviously I'm going to have to make about 14 more sounds, and then I can make a beat. To enter exit recording mode, press right, enter sound notes on grid. Oh, yay, it's grid writing. I do love grid stuff for this kind of sequencing. Active steps will be lit. Press play to listen to your pattern. Playing a pattern. Hold pattern and press key from 115 to select pattern. Blinking LEDs. Do this, that, and the other thing. Nah, nah, nah. Are there any built-in patterns? Who knows? Doesn't appear to be. Tweak the sound. The PO35 has a total of 4 adjustable parameters. All parameters are adjusted using the 2 knobs, A and B. Press FX to toggle between the different parameters. Pitch and format. Start, point, and speed. Okay. Yeah, so basically this is a little synthesizer that allows you to manipulate sampled waveforms. Changing voices, adding effects, volume, tempo, making a song, patterns, data transfer, data. Ensure that the receiving unit is in receive mode. Okay. So basically 3.5 millimeter stereo cables are these cables of choice. That's good because I got a lot of those laying around. Interesting. I'm still wondering how one turns this thing off. There doesn't appear to be a power button. Let me just check this little diagram here. Lock, tab, folding sound, sound, alarm, pattern, BPM, M, voice, sound, pattern, effects, breakaway hanger, which I had to break off to get into the case. Built-in microphone, time, additional info, pay, record, play and record mode, selected tempo, sound parameters, knob, record, effects, play, stop, write, tonic. Tonic? It looks like I've got some more reading to do. And I've got a lot of sampling to do. And I'm going to have to go online and check out their other stuff to see what other devices I'm going to need to buy. Because obviously I'm going to need more of these. And I am going to have to sync them all up. Are both of these jacks data in and out, or is one of these a headphone jack? And the thing does not say. I guess we can always experiment. We could go get my headphones and plug them in and see if I can hear anything. Oh, that's interesting. The sound that you select is then playable on all of the keys, on all the number pads, just at different pitches. Now, can I switch to the original one? Yes. Aha. Okay. This is mighty strange. But I like it. And I gotta go. My name is Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'll play with this thing some more, learn all about it, and then we can do another show about it later. But I gotta get out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Administrator.
I'm the system administrator. You're just a rude.
I am so-